Hi, this is Dr. Ronald Hoffman. If you happen to be on a weight loss regimen, studies show that as fat cells shrink, they release stored toxins into the system that can actually poison metabolic pathways and slow your metabolism, causing your weight to plateau even in the face of stringent diet adherence. That's why I've created the Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol, a collection of carefully curated supplements to mobilize toxin elimination, easing the blahs that sometimes compromise your dietary resolve. The Intelligent Medicine Detox Protocol is an easy way to get the exact combination of the targeted nutrients you need. Just go to drhoffmanstore.com for more information and to purchase. Plus, you'll find easy-to-follow links to our heart health and immunity protocols and much more. And for a limited time, you'll get free shipping on all of your store orders. For more details, just go to drhoffmanstore.com. That's drhoffmanstore.com.
Welcome to Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. Destination for your questions for topics of interest is radioprogram@AOL.com. That's radioprogram@AOL.com. If you would like to become a patient of mine, call the office 212-779-1744. I am taking new patients. 212-779-1744. If you're not in the New York or tri-state area, no worries. You don't have to come in physically. I do phone consultations from all over the country, all the way to Hawaii. Absolutely. So don't hesitate to contact me should you need a consult. I talked last week about highlights from the Integrative Healthcare Symposium. It's a wonderful symposium. I'm with like-minded colleagues. We're all integrative and functional practitioners. We are all nutritionists, like myself. There are doctors and naturopaths and chiropractors and even ophthalmologists and acupuncturists and nurses and all kinds of practitioners. It's absolutely wonderful. Social workers and psychologists. Wonderful, wonderful information about that you could put to use with your patients immediately after returning from the conference. And there are great takeaways. Now, last week, I had talked about toxins in the environment. I talked briefly about phthalates and bisphenols and air pollution and things like that. And what you could do, what's in your control with regard to indoor air pollutants, like taking your shoes off when you come home and dusting, and when you do dust, dust with a dust mask, because dust is actually clinging to those pollutants that are indoors. Be careful. Don't get your upholstery scotch guarded or anything like that. Those anti-stain chemicals that they spray with are actually quite toxic. Have the proper plants to help detoxify your indoor environment, like gerbera daisies and spider plants, among other plants. There are more plants out there. Those two are some of my favorites. And today, I want to talk to you about lead and other metals that are found in, guess where? Fruit juices. Fruit juices for kids and adults may include lead and other metals, a study finds. And here it is, it's another knock against fruit juice. Many contain potentially harmful levels of arsenic, cadmium, and lead, according to Consumer Reports. They tested, Consumer Reports research and advocacy group tested 45 juices that included apple juice, pear juice, grape juice, and fruit blends sold across the U.S. and found elevated levels of those particular heavy metals in nearly half of them. They found arsenic, cadmium, and lead in nearly half of those fruit juices. And particularly concerning to the researchers, and of course to you parents and all of us, was that many of the juices were marketed to children. Consumer Reports tested 45 drinks and found 21 contained enough of a single heavy metal or combination of the metals to concern experts who worked with Consumer Reports on the study. Drinking just 4 ounces a day can cause concern, said the chief science officer, James Dickerson. Drinking lots of fruit juice. Imagine, who's drinking 4 ounces a day? They're probably having at least 8 ounces. When you go and buy this juice, you're probably pouring it into a 12-ounce glass, or that bottle of juice that you're getting is at least 2 servings, so you're getting 16 ounces in there, and you're probably consuming all of it, right? Because you think that bottle is 1 serving. It's not. You've got to read the nutrition labels there. A lot of those bottled juices that you're buying that you think are single serve are actually, there's actually 2, maybe even 2.5 servings in there. Remember, a serving of a beverage is typically 8 ounces. So drinking a lot of fruit juice could compound risk, because children may also encounter elevated levels of heavy metals in baby foods, in rice products. Remember, they found higher levels of arsenic in brown rice, more so than in white rice, and other foods. There's also in the water and in the environment. We live in this world. It is toxic, and we need to be aware of all this. Exposure to these metals early on can affect their whole life trajectory. We're talking about children here. And this is from a physician and chairperson of the American Academy of Pediatrics Council on Environmental Health. There is so much development happening in the first years of life. And you know, besides babies being born with, I want to say, half-baked immune systems and neurological symptoms, these are still forming when they're babies. But did you know that your entire neurological symptom, your entire neurological system isn't completely and fully formed until you're about age 20? Isn't that something? So think about all of these exposures in our formative years, and especially in children. So the drinks tested were from 24 national store and private label brands, including Gerber, Minute Maid, Capri Sun, Mott's, and Welch's. Researchers bought 3 samples of each product from retailers across the country. And the researchers did note that their findings should not lead to definitive conclusions about specific brands. So among the findings, get this, each of the 45 products had measurable levels of at least cadmium, inorganic arsenic, lead, or mercury. 21 of the juices had concerning levels of cadmium, arsenic, and or lead. 7 of those 21 juices had levels that could harm children who drink 4 ounces or more daily. 9 pose risks to kids at 8 ounces or 1 cup or more daily. 5 of the potentially harmful drinks were juice boxes or pouches. You know, those juice pouches? containing 4 to 6.75 ounces. Grape juice and juice blends had the highest average levels of heavy metal. Juice brands marketed to children did not fare better or worse than other juices. And this is very disappointing, organic juices did not have lower levels of heavy metals than conventional ones. So guess what, parents? You're out of luck buying the organic juice for your kid. Just because it's organic. It may be, you know, pesticide, herbicide free, but it's not necessarily heavy metal free. The 7 juices that Consumer Reports found could harm children who drink, that could harm children who drink 4 ounces or more daily were, or found could harm children who drink 4 or more daily were Trader Joe's fresh pressed apple juice. Now we know that a lot of apple juice is a source of arsenic. Wow. So Trader Joe's fresh pressed apple juice, 100% juice, 365 everyday value. This is a brand at Whole Foods. Organic 100% juice. Concord grape, which is R.W. Knudsen organic, just Concord grape juice brand. Welch's 100 grape juice, Concord grape. And Welch's 100% grape juice with grape, which is the Great Value brand at Walmart, 100% juice, and cranberry grape, Welch's 100% juice with antioxidant superberry. These organic juices didn't have less of the heavy metals, which is very concerning. And if you want to look at the full list, including healthier alternatives, go to the Consumer Reports website. That's consumerreports.org/food-safety. Go there. Go to consumerreports.org/food. And you should know also that the FDA here in the U.S. has a guideline for lead in juice of 50 parts per billion. That's 50 ppb, 50 parts per billion. But the Consumer Reports researchers think that that should be lower. That's because more than half of the drinks tested 1 part per billion or less. Most Welch's 100% juice with antioxidant superberry and Welch's 100% grape juice Concord grape were found to have an average of more than 5 parts per billion. So, a company spokesperson at Welch's said all Welch's juice is safe, strictly complies with all applicable legal requirements, and naturally occurring elements such as lead and arsenic are present in the soil, the air, and the water. This is true. Therefore, they are found in very low, harmless levels in many fruits and vegetables. They're in the fruits and vegetables. But remember, when you're juicing fruit, you're getting a lot more of it because you're not just eating an apple. You're drinking the juice of about 4 or 5 apples, right? When you pour yourself a big glass of juice. So, the FDA has not set a guideline on inorganic arsenic, but 5 years ago proposed limiting it to 10 parts per billion in apple juice, the equivalent to the standard for drinking water. And only one juice, Trader Joe's fresh pressed apple juice, had inorganic arsenic levels above the FDA's proposed guideline, and 58% of the juices had below Consumer Reports' recommended cutoff of 3 parts per billion. And a Trader Joe's spokesperson told Consumer Reports it would investigate the findings, and they are always ready to take whatever action is necessary to ensure the safety and quality of their products. So that's always good to know. Thank you, Trader Joe's. So this is just the latest health flag rated about fruit juice and children. 2 years ago, the American Academy of Pediatrics said children should not drink fruit juices in their first year, citing concerns about obesity, tooth decay, and other concerns. Now add to that list exposure of heavy metals. What could all of this exposure to heavy metals do? It can cause learning deficits, possible stunting of growth, neurological problems, ADD, ADHD, a whole slew of concerns. The Academy's other recommendations include limiting children ages 1 to 3 years old to 4 ounces of juice daily or less, and kids 4 to 6 years old from 4 to 6 ounces each day. Older kids up to age 18 should not drink more than 8 ounces a day. And what did I say about those bottles that teenagers are buying? There's often 2 servings or 2.5 servings there a day. So we're talking 16 to 20 ounce servings that kids are drinking, particularly teenagers. Many children drink fruit juice. More than 80% of parents of children age 3 and younger give their kids fruit juice at least sometimes. A recent Consumer Reports survey of 3,000 parents found. For 74% of respondents, kids drink juice at least once a day or more. This is a problem. One of the ways you can offset this right away, and I know a lot of you parents are doing it, cut that juice with a lot of water. Take water and put in only, you know, a few tablespoons of juice in there, not more than 1 or 2 ounces. You don't want to go over 4 ounces, so you want to really be able to stretch that out. The problem is caused in part because of the globalization of the food supply and lack of regulation in other countries. Yeah. And this is a quote from Natalie Sexton, health expert and vice president of marketing at Natalie's Orchid Island Juices in Fort Pierce, Florida. Only 4% of apples produced in the world are from the U.S. Most are sourced from China, where regulations are not as stringent in terms of what chemicals can be used in the pesticides, insecticides, and fertilizers. Take-home message, everyone listening, eat local. You've got to get your products locally. Only 4% of apples produced in the world are from the U.S. Wow. Go to your farmer's market. Get it there, your local farmer's market. Make sure that you're sourcing your food properly to keep yourself and your children safe. Apples and grapes are processed with the skin commingling with the inside of the fruit, which can elevate heavy metal levels. The researchers note that heavy metals can also be harmful to adults. No kidding, that's obvious, right? Children, they have smaller bodies, so it's much more of an impact there, but we're also harmed by exposure to these metals. 5 of the juices we tested pose a risk to adults at 4 or more ounces per day. And 5 others pose a risk at 8 or more ounces. Lifetime exposure to modest amounts of heavy metals, the researchers say, can increase risk of bladder, lung, and skin cancer, cognitive and reproductive problems, as well as type 2 diabetes. Lead is also linked to high blood pressure, heart disease, and fertility problems, while arsenic is associated with cardiovascular disease. Cadmium can increase the risk of bone damage and kidney disease. Wow. Things to watch. So, a new threat, the fruit juice and exposure to these heavy metals. It's true. It's in the soil. It's in the water. We are getting it there. Buy locally. Eat locally. Make sure you're sourcing your food well. Keep your own exposure or your consumption of fruit juice to a minimum. Eat the apple. Don't drink the apple juice. Eat some grapes. Make sure they're pesticide, herbicide free. Eat that. Don't drink the juice. All things to be aware of. I want to thank you once again for joining me on another edition of Layla Weighs In here on Intelligent Medicine. This is Layla Mutin, RD. I see patients regularly along with Dr. Hoffman. If you require a nutrition consult with me but live out of town, there's no need to travel to New York City. I have telephone consultations with clients from all over the country. Please visit drhoffman.com for more information. And to set up an appointment, call 212-779-1744. That's 212-779-1744. I look forward to being a collaborator in your healthcare.